You are listening to episode 305 of the Mindfulness-Based Weight Loss Podcast with me, Lucia Hawley. Welcome to the Mindfulness-Based Weight Loss Podcast, the show for women like you who have tried restrictive diet after diet and are ready for simple, thoughtful solutions to help you sustainably lose weight for the last time from a place of abundance and peace. If you're looking to end the yo-yo of comfort eating and rigid weight loss protocols and instead step into living your life mindfully on your terms while losing weight in the process, you're in the right place. Hello, hello. Welcome to the show. How are you? I'm doing great. I don't have a lot of updates. I've just been trucking. I've been doing great. And I hope you've been doing great too. A subject I thought that would be helpful for all of us, no matter where you are in ye old journey of life, is to come back to the idea of understanding that you have hunger cues and you have satiety cues. And today's episode, we're focusing on the satiety cues because TBH, I think a lot of us take for granted that we just... or we assume that we'll just know them when we see them. And I want this episode, A, to be useful, always and always, forever, amen, love you, kiss you, give you a big old squeeze. But also, I want it to be a friendly reminder that your satiety cues and our ability to talk about this, these types of subjects, it's for inquiry. Anything we talk about on the show is coming from a place of compassion. It's coming from a place of kindness, and it's coming from a place of curiosity. Now that curiosity, there's a reason for that. Okay. Okay. We're not just positive to be positive for positivity's sake. That's boring. The reason that we lean into curiosity with how our bodies work, how our brains work, our relationships to ourselves, how those work, is because curiosity is it's a pretty cool emotion that I think, and we can trick ourselves, okay? We love to do that too. But curiosity is an emotion that can bring us back into the present moment without feeling like it has to be on the top of a mountain, on a special meditation pillow with perfect circumstances and perfect self-inquiry. No. We all have the ability to get curious. We all have practiced curiosity in one arena of our lives or another, and whether it's newer to you to practice curiosity in this arena, or you've already practiced it and you're simply looking to continue to practice it, booyah, curiosity is here to help you. Because when we are coming back into the present moment, we're not trying to get, how do I put it? We're not trying to get like a means to an end when it comes to quote unquote figuring out things like our satiety or our hunger. And that's a helpful distinction. A lot of us can kind of trick ourselves, especially when we're getting into the habit of doing self-help or bettering ourselves or being like, I want to figure myself out for the last time. It's very easy that we start to see, ooh, so wait, you're saying the more mindful I am, the faster I'll get my results. And then we'll try to like kind of power through our mindfulness through our self-inquiry or curiosity. And TBH, that's a really normal human response. And that isn't really like, I just want to, with a loving handshake to that thinking, those thoughts are still kind of the stress thoughts, and there's nothing you have to do to get rid of them. They're fine. They're normal. They're common. But there is a difference between leaning on curiosity or kindness or self-compassion as a place of coming into the present moment, right? Without judgment. That's truly the difference. Because when we're trying to get like to the end of something, power through something, often we're judging the thing, we're judging the process. How often do you see people do that when they're losing weight? We're judging the process. Oh, if I just power through, do it this way, or if someone says, don't power through the diet, don't do it that way, there's lots of judgment all around that. Versus being like, well, am I open to being in the process and seeing what comes up? And that is what can be so incredibly, like, the true power when it comes to understanding your satiety cues, is really being open to that idea of, like, am I open? Am I open to being open? But truly, am I open to being open, to being in the process of just seeing what comes up? Because I could give you a whole list, ye old Google, DuckDuckGo, whatever, Bing, whatever search engine you use. You're an adult. If you're listening to this show, you sure know how to type into a search bar, what are satiety cues? And you can get a whole list. You could ask ChatGPT. Search in your TikTok search toolbar. I don't care. We all know, if we really wanted to, how to get like a bullet point list of, well, your hunger cues fade and they become less present. Your enjoyment of the foods that you're eating turns the volume down on itself. Your stomach starts to feel a bit bigger as you eat, right? Like, those might be the fantastic reminders you need, but I suppose what I'm saying in this episode is, like, yeah, anyone can give you a freaking list, but no one else's list is as powerful as your experience in the present moment. And most of us kick and scream and fight and cry to get out of ever being in the present moment, ever. And our culture really reinforces that. It says, drink this tea, take that supplement, do this protocol, eat in this way. And now listen, you'll always hear me say, because I think we can go too much in any direction ever. That's just what we do as humans. You'll always hear me say, like, of course, you can, like, get some calorie literacy. You can start to understand how many calories are in a tablespoon of oil that I'm cooking. Am I cooking with 5 tablespoons? What is that, like, how does that affect me from an energy standpoint? Blah, blah, blah. So don't throw the baby out with the bathwater here, okay? We're all about talking about the middle of these subjects. And the fastest route to understanding your satiety from your meals, these meals that you're choosing to feed yourself, that you're choosing to consume, the best way to do that is to first just start with that inquiry of, am I open to being in this experience? Now, you've probably seen, maybe you haven't, but a common exercise in different types of, like, mindfulness courses or instructions is to, like, you know, eat a square of dark chocolate or like a raisin, where you start with investigating that food with each of your 5 senses. So you feel on that piece of food, you touch it, you note, what does it feel like when I touch it? What's the texture of it? Is it sticky? Is it smooth? You move on to the sound of it. What does it sound like when you drop it on the table? Or what does it sound like in your fingers? And on with all your senses. And then at the end, you eat it. It's a beautiful way to come to the present moment. But here's my deal. No problems with that, okay? I'm not here to... I think that's, like, a beautiful practice for us all to do. It's hard not to be in the present moment when you are coming back into your senses. However, I think a lot of us have it in our heads that we, for one reason or another, cannot tolerate the present moment. We're too hungry when we sit down to possibly taste on our food. We've got to eat some food so that we start to feel full before we could ever get curious about what our fullness is like. Interesting. That's a common one. There are plenty of reasons why our brains will make up a reason that we can't do X, Y, or Z to be in the present moment. But I'm just here to remind you this week that the present moment is actually incredibly natural for all of us, just like it's very natural to be out of the present moment. That's just a stress response. And the best way to manage a stress response is to stop thinking about it. And I don't mean stop thinking about it like, I can't do it. That's still a stress response. But the best way is to point towards what it is you are looking to do. And I hope that isn't too vague, but that's the way I wanted to put this week. It is much less about a list of, here's the cues to be looking for from a satiety standpoint. Google that stuff if you haven't already. Feel free. It's not going to be too surprising, but what can be surprising is your personal experience of your hunger But for this episode, your satiety, more importantly, cues. And they go hand in hand. So I invite you, your next meal, your next snack, next coffee you drink in the morning, ask yourself as you're sitting down, or if you'd like to sit down for that, am I open to being with this? And I'm going to leave it at that. I could give you the scales. I could give you the bullet points, but who cares? Are you open to your experience being yours? Because that will be the most powerful. You're going to learn the most from that. Okay? So thank you so much for being here. I can't wait to see how your little self-experiment of one goes, whether that's one time, two times, three times. BT-dubs, you could do this every time you sit down. Just saying. Regardless, thank you so much for being here, and I will see you on next week's episode. Bye. Hey, if you love today's show, I'd love for you to take a minute and give a rating with a review. If you too are ready for more women to make life choices from loving mindfulness, that means we need more women listening to this message so they know what's available to them and they can do it too. And if you're ready yourself, come coach with me, where we'll work together and you'll learn how to take this process to the next level in your wellness goals, life desires, and beyond. Go to luciahawley.com, that's luciahawley.com to connect.